There are a number of well-known national companies that are closed on Sundays, like Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby. It's also becoming more common for local businesses to give their employees, quote, family time. Some car dealers are closed on Sunday, and one local dealer has recently started advertising the fact that it's owned by Orthodox Jewish people who close their business on Saturdays and reopen on Sundays. So how does that affect owners and customers? With me to explain is ASU economist Dennis Hoffman of the W.P. Carey School of Business. Dennis, is there less pressure on a national chain if it closes on a certain day, whereas a mom-and-pop store may need to be open on that extra day to bring in enough money and also trying to bond more with their neighborhood customers?
It's clearly the trade-off. If you choose, your restaurant, you choose to be closed on a weekend day out of deference to the Jewish faith, let's say a Saturday, or the Christian faith, say a Sunday, what the balancing act would be, do you lose more folks that are kind of indifferent to those days of rest or indifferent to those preferences? Do you lose more business to those folks than you actually pick up by, sending positive signals to those people that very much respect your choice of a day of rest?
So does the decision end up helping businesses?
Some people do want to take their business to like-minded individuals. And if you are of a religious faith where you believe that, we should have a day of rest, either a Saturday or a Sunday, and you find a merchant that sells, that shares that same belief by closing their doors on the Saturday or Sunday, I do believe that for some folks, it's clearly the case that they will frequent that business, and they'll frequent it. Go out of their way to frequent that business on the days that they're open. The unknowable here, Steve, would be, how much business do they lose from those people that are more or less indifferent to this particular strategy, and how much do you lose by not being open?
As consumerism has changed, as more people are working different schedules, they may need businesses to be open 7 days a week. So has that had a significant impact?
I think it definitely has. The town I grew up in Western Michigan was very religiously conservative, and everything was closed on Sunday. I think we had the only McDonald's in the world that was closed on Sunday in my hometown. So what we had, though, back then was we had very traditional families. We had one working spouse. We had one spouse not working outside the home, and they were able to engage in the requisite commerce, during the work week and take that day of rest on Sunday. Very, very different today. We have so many choices. We have lots of work going on in the household. Typically both spouses or everybody's working at strange hours, needing to take days off at odd times during the week, maybe having to work both Saturday, Sunday, and then taking days off during the work week. Really a very different mindset, different mentality today than what we saw traditionally.
Dennis Hoffman is an economist and a professor at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Dennis, always nice to talk with you. Thanks.
Great, Steve. Have a great day.